The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put a finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are celebrating this morning the memorial of Our Lady of Lourdes, which recalls the 18th apparitions of the Blessed Mother to a then 14-year-old French girl, Bernadette Sobiro, from February 11 to July 16, 1858. So February 11 was the very first apparition of the Blessed Mother to Bernadette. It was on this day Bernadette went to gather firewood with her sister and a friend, and as she approached a grotto near a river, she saw a light coming from a spot near a rose bush, and the light surrounded a woman who wore a white dress and held a rosary. And seeing the lady in white make the sign of the cross, Bernadette knelt, took out her own rosary, and began to pray. And when she finished praying, the woman, Our Lady, motioned for her to approach. It was in this apparition that Mary revealed herself as the Immaculate Conception. It was interesting, though, that the dogma of the Immaculate Conception was just officially proclaimed in the Universal Church 4 years before the apparition. And Mary's primary message on this particular apparition is to embrace penance and to pray for the conversion of sinners. But also, Lourdes is famous of its countless healing miracles that have been attributed to the waters and shrine in that place. But there are only actually 70 to date healing miracles in Lourdes that have been officially declared and recognized by the church after a careful study and investigation. I mean, you hear like hundreds, if not thousands, of testimonies of cure, but the church, of course, does her due diligence in making sure that it's actually a real miracle. And to date, starting from 1858 to 2000 to 2022, there are only 70 officially proclaimed. And the last one that I was reading about this not too long ago was in 2018, and it was a miracle with a nun who had been suffering from a very debilitating disease, and then after she visited the Shrine of Lourdes, she was completely healed, and there was no medical explanation from her recovery or of her recovery. We all need healing in one form or another. And our Blessed Mother is at the forefront of those who are interceding on our behalf before the throne of God's mercy. I am actually struck with the fact that in the gospel today, it was the friends of the man with a speech impediment who brought him to Jesus. When I went to Lourdes a couple of years ago for the first time, the faith testimonies of the people there brought me to a deeper encounter with God. And it was deeply moving to see hundreds of people in wheelchair being pushed by others in order to seek healing, just like what the other people had done to the man in the gospel today. They willed him to approach Jesus. They willed him to approach Jesus. What does the Lord need to open more, using the words of the Ephata in the gospel today? What does the Lord need to open more in your life so that you truly experience holistic healing? You know, in faith, in our Catholic faith, we don't just ask for physical healing, but ultimately we long for a holistic healing. The wholeness, the holistic healing of body and soul, because we know that ultimately real healing takes place when we are reconciled with God. That's why the central message of the Lord's apparition is the conversion of sinners. That is the healing of the heart. The Lord says to you the same healing commands in the gospel today. Ephata, be opened.